Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Healing Highway on Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. We are live tonight, so thank you all for joining us. And it is November 4th, 2013. It's a Monday. We're on bbsradio.com station one tonight, and we have a great show planned for you. You can go ahead and prepare to bring up the picture of the large light being. You can find that image on bbsradio.com/creationlightship or on Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. Ron is our Earth ambassador to the Creation Lightship, and if you're new and you're just joining us, you can check out more about Ron and his work at creationlightship.com, where you'll find links to YouTube and Wikipedia and a questions and answers document. If you aren't familiar with that already, it's a great place to start. So I'd like to welcome everybody again, Ron, and if everybody has that picture up, I'll turn it over to you and we can charge up the light being with peace energy for everyone who's listening and the space that they're in. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so here we go. So bring the light being up. You should have it up already. And energize it. Watch your picture change a little bit. May change colors. Eyes might get brighter. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And let's we'll see if we have any questions. I don't know if we have any or not, Elizabeth, but we'll just continue on here.
Yeah, we do have a few, Ron, and if anybody, I know we've got a lot going on. We just wrapped up the New York New Life Expo, and it was great. So if you want to write in about your experience there, or if you heard about Ron there and you're just joining us, you can write in about what your experience maybe was like in the light chamber, or if you did the sample emotional healings that Ron had going. There's also a money magnet workshop that Ron did at the expo. So if anybody's been doing that money clearing that you got during that lecture and you've had any success, we'd love to hear about it. So please write us about that. And the address again is clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can find it also in the BBS Radio Fast Chat, which I will also be checking periodically for questions. And just want to remind everybody, too, that the monthly physical body intensive healing calls are coming up, and those are wonderful. If you've never gotten on them, it's a great place to start with your physical healing. If you've got issues that you're working on, Ron does a package where you get the monthly four-hour ascension preparation call November 5th, and then there are three special eight-hour healing intensive conference calls. And you can attend them live if you want, which is wonderful. Or if you can't spend the time that day, you can do it as an absentee. So those are coming up on November 10th, 17th, and 24th. And you can find out more about them at creationlightship.com. Okay, so Ron, I'm going into the questions, and we have a few. Also just wanted to let everybody know if you are emailing questions tonight to just put the Monday and the date, and that would be great. So we know they're for this evening's show. Okay, so the first one has to do with a listener who is wondering if you know anything about something called the New Jerusalem ship. It's a vessel that has been, apparently they've heard, positioned directly in front of Venus and is now located in the northeastern quadrant of the sky and is coming closer to the Earth. And they're wondering if you have any information about this and if it will affect us or our population.
I don't know. I know there's a couple things happening. One is with those aliens behind the moon. I don't know if this one is associated with that or not. So I just don't know. I know there is supposed to be something coming where it's going to be very, very bright. Could be that one. I don't know. As of right now, things are kind of getting intense. I think something's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks, probably. That's my gut reaction here is we do dealing more with that moon energy stuff with the aliens coming here. So that's my kind of my gut reaction, but that's kind of going on in time. So it's really hard to deal in time when you don't live in time. That's one of the challenges is, you know, about myself being here. But other than that, things are kind of feel like they're heating up and everything's like at a standoff right now. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true, Ron. I know a lot of our listeners have expressed similar thoughts, and a lot of people are feeling that way. So it's what can we do if we want to maybe try to lessen these feelings or feel less corded to these things? Would you? I know we've talked a lot about timeline crashing. I'm guessing you would timeline crash this, but what specifically would you want to crash?
Well, I would say, I think a lot of people are dealing, when they hear about stuff, number one, it would be like fear. So they're having a fear, maybe anxiety. Could even be maybe, we have a clearing for hope. So if you do feel like maybe you're hopeless, that may work. There's just so much that people go through on emotions, but those are probably the main ones, I think. And, you know, anxiety, fear. You may have anger after seeing situations happening. But I think probably the anger and fear would be the best thing to do as far as the clearing. But the timeline crash may help that one situation with that one incident, which is good, but it may not get rid of your underlying fear. Remember, when you have a fear pattern in you, things will activate it, or say an anxiety pattern, those bodies get fully turned on, and these invisible bodies start to affect your physical body. So if you haven't cleaned it out, then, you know, it'll come through with all that energy of that issue or other issues coming through at once. You may not know what's going on, but all of a sudden you flare up out of nowhere, or you feel sick or anxious or something. So getting those things cleared from you is a big step to helping you out. The timeline crash is mainly like a really nice band-aid to get out of a situation that you know about. But, you know, that's why we always do the emotional clearings first. So if you've been doing timeline crashes without doing the emotional clearing, they're going to work, but you're not helping yourself out enough because you're being brought onto timelines because of your emotions. So you could be crashing them forever, and until you get rid of the underlying problem that you're having that's in that energetic body, it may not be too successful, although it will help you. But, you know, it's not going to clean you out completely because things resonate with you in your DNA. So that's kind of the way it works. And, you know, just kind of see what you are. If you feel anxious all the time, then do an anxious clearing, anxiety clearing. And we have one which is extreme anxiety. So, but the main thing is do the emotional one first, and then as you start seeing stuff coming in or you hear about something, then you could probably timeline crash it because it is coming in on a timeline. And maybe it's something that they come in on the timeline that people hear about it on. That's drawing you into that timeline, and then you have worry and you're fretting over it, and that's bringing more timelines to you and other people. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true, and I think something that's important to remember, too, is when you're timeline crashing, I think a lot of people go right for those emotions like anxiety and fear, but you also want to crash the positive emotions, too, because I think if you're feeling really great and you're kind of going along saying, oh, my life is wonderful, I don't need to do this, and, you know, you're happy all the time or whatever, it eventually you will crash. And I think, like, it's important to do the timeline crashes for those things, too, so you can feel at peace. It's like you're trying to get yourself off of this yo-yo of going up and down and, you know, going through these, you know, rough times or, you know, terrifying times, and then also going through ones where you're just kind of thinking you don't have to do anything because everything feels really good. Well, what Ron offers us really is peace, and the less we feel these up and down emotions, the more peaceful we feel, the more we are able to come fully into our bodies, and our spirit is able to come into our bodies, and we are able to be in the moment. So that's really what the Creation Lightship does, and that's what Ron's work is really about. so, like you said, it's kind of crashing timelines is a good way to sort of band-aid the situation you may be in, but it may not take you out of it completely. So that's really great advice, Ron, and it reminds me to keep working on the timeline crashing too. Okay, so there's a question in the fast chat, and someone is asking, does the money clearing work on our physical cash or on our attitude about money?
It could be both, because you're going to be clearing the money that you put in front of the computer, and so it'll help to clear that and yourself. And I guess the main thing is to become money friendly, you know, because it's going to start taking away the charge of you wanting not to have money and the energetic codes on money. So that's what it's all about, is to get used to the money again. And everybody knows that whatever you're doing, if you are doing something all the time, you don't think about it, and it seems to be natural, whatever that would be, you know. But when you're looking at something and there's an opposition there, you may not want to do it, or it may be hard for you. So that's what the money clearing does, is make money more compatible with your body. So it will work with both. And a lot of people, you know, mentioned about finding extra money. Maybe a check will come in the mail that hasn't been around. Maybe somebody owed you money for quite a while, and all of a sudden the check just shows up, because somehow maybe the energy between you and them changed, and they all of a sudden want to pay you something. So there's all different things that happen with testimonials that we get from people. But the whole thing is to get into alignment with the money again. And maybe you've never been into alignment with it, but maybe on a timeline, possibly like we do on the Money Man at Workshop, and I'll be doing that again on Monday in Los Angeles. That'll be, I think, the first weekend there in February. And it'll be the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton. But the whole thing is just to understand that, yeah, you know, there are situations that you may not be able to overcome with money, and this clearing could possibly help you. But you just know that you're going to be resonating more with money, which is what you may want to have, and money might flow to you a little bit more easier than what it has in the past. But that clearing, you know, some people think that because they do a clearing one time, they're going to have, you know, a windfall of a bunch of money, you know, and that may not be the case, but you will start to feel better about it. And then you just see how it's working for you. And, you know, I've had a lot of people say, yeah, I feel better, and money does sort of pull my way now because of that. And then you may want to also do maybe the psychic billboard clearing after that even, you know, to bring more money into your life possibly. We have other clearings for money, the prosperity bundle, I believe. But, you know, from there, also you may want to see if you have a situation. Maybe you have maybe some kind of curse or spell put on you, too. But the money mandate clearing can't help you out a lot. So that's what I would try first. And like we did, we offered it for people now for $20. If you want to get it, just send me the PayPal receipts, and I'll send you over the codes. We gave that away for the people at the expo. And so far, it's working good. That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's a great clearing, and I have yet to try it, but I will definitely report back to you, Ron. And if anybody else has been doing it, let us know. It's always good to hear what our listeners are experiencing, and it's good feedback for us to know what's going through, what kind of energy is going through with everybody. So there's another couple of questions related to that, Ron, about the money clearing, and this person is saying, they're asking if they should put their credit cards and checks in front of the computer for a money clearing.
Yeah, and I think that would probably work, yeah. It'll change the energy. You know, the main thing is to probably, you know, deal with money itself rather than checks or something, because, you know, at some point you're going to want to have the raw money in your hand or with you, so that you're able to, you know, draw that energy of the money to you. You're not going to necessarily, you know, draw a blank check to yourself. They'll may tend to clear that out if you have negative energy on a check. But it's designed for you to deal with the monetary system with, you know, maybe dollars or coins or something. So that's what it's really designed for. And then to make your body compatible to that. You know, so it's going to help to bring more of that to you as you choose to want to manifest that. Like I said, it's not going to come out of the sky, you know, and drop in front of your lap. You know, it'd be nice if it would, but it's not designed for that, and it probably would not work. But you never know. Maybe somebody out there, you know, found something or a bag of money hit them in the head, and they go, wow, this clearing's great. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true. And I think a lot of the times, too, we never really know how it's working, and especially if you're having a hard time right now with money and you don't immediately see results, there may be something that shifts in your life that you see further on down the road. So it's important to also just, you know, I would think timeline crash too. Maybe you're on some kind of like poverty timeline and you want to just timeline crash poverty, or, you know, you've had a family history of wealth or something, and then maybe, you know, somebody spent it all. So maybe you want to timeline crash that. It all depends on really what's going on in your life. And definitely if you are doing this, let us know and what your experiences are. So somebody on the fast chat, Ron, is changing the subject a little bit, but they're wondering, why are there no more CLS military reports?
Well, almost all the military that the people enlisted for is actually, you're like decommissioned. And so, and there's plenty of other soldiers out there doing the battles and stuff that we don't need humans here right now doing that, you know, in our timeline. So that's probably the reason why you're not seeing any reports, because there's nobody out there doing that type of stuff. I see it off and on, but it's not enough to really, you know, talk about or anything. So that's probably the reason is that the soldiers are basically no longer fighting that we've enlisted. I probably enlisted maybe 1,000 or so people. But they're no longer active in battle situations. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. All right. So we do have quite a few more new questions. And, okay, they have to travel by plane, and they're wondering what clearings they should do to protect themselves. They're concerned about passing through abduction points and grid lines, the pilot being a clone, etc. Do you think it's too dangerous to take a plane trip, and should it be avoided at all costs? What do you have to say about that, Ron? I don't know.
Well, I just came back on a plane, so when you're up in the air, you're really far away from those grid lines, so you may feel yourself relaxing until you get close to the ground here. So you're away from that energetic pull of different grid lines that you're going through. As far as alien ships up there, I don't know what to say on that. You could be actually going physically through them and not even knowing about it. I would just do the, you know, do the be here now clearing, the shrink wrap, and that's probably maybe your best tools if you have your computer and you're able to maybe have the page loaded and you don't turn it off, which might be hard to do, you know, going through the security checkpoints and stuff, but you might be able to load it up. You're waiting to go on the plane and just have it running, and maybe you can use it, you know, when you're able to use the computer, because you won't be on the internet, but you might be able to do that. I don't know if that's okay to do or not, but I do see people, you know, working on their computers on the airplane, so, but you could do that and put up the alien attack page. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's funny. I always found flying to be very calming. Maybe that's why, because you're not connected to those grid lines. So unfortunately, I guess there are things we have to do. And I would just do the, you know, when you're passing through security and everything, I command my body energy to shrink wrap. And that should hopefully also help out if you're, you know, if you are getting the, you know, pat down or you have to go through any of those other machines or anything. So, excuse me. Hopefully that helps. And I think you can use your tablets and, you know, mobile devices now. I think it's okay. They, I think it's actually okay to use them on the plane. So they have discovered they don't interfere with the navigation. So if you have like a tablet or an iPad or something like that, that would be great. And then you can just, you know, do the Be Here in the Now clearing or any of the other clearings if you're having any kind of anxiety. So, all right. Hopefully that helps. Okay, so the next person is actually writing in a testimonial, and they said that they had severe foot pain last week. They listened to the Friday show, and they think Ron did clearings on entities and implants, and the next day all the pain was gone. Thanks, Ron. Great, thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, getting those pins out, too. I've been working with that a lot with people.
Thinking about that.
And energetic pins. Yeah, I could do that right now for people, just to have a quick sample here. So let's work on these. And here we go. So you don't know if you have these or not. So you will know afterwards, because you may have a little more flexibility. And we don't know what we don't know. So even though it may sound kind of weird to you, which most of the shows that we have may sound weird at first until you listen to a few of them and you get some relief. And that could even bring up, you know, typically anger from somebody because you have really no way to fight back. But the clearings will help me get rid of this stuff, you know. Like, how can they do that to me? And I'm really mad and upset, but, you know, can't really go anywhere with it. So anyway, here we go. So work on knees. So one, working on the right knee first. Two. Three, four, I see some caterpillars. We'll take those out, too. That's maybe make your knees stiff. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. More pins being released. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Now we'll do the right knee. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just see how your knees are, may want to get up and move a little bit. A lot of times after I do a clearing, you might actually feel your knees maybe popping or something. That is that happens quite a bit. Ankles pop because the tension, we'll say, in the problem is being released and your body is getting back the way it's supposed to be. So you may actually feel some adjustments happening. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. That felt great. Thank you, Ron. So the next person is asking, they're wondering if you can explain the location space clearing drop-down boxes. And they're wondering what does the portal mean versus all the others?
Well, it'd be when you probably are moving in and out of a vortex, a portal, a gateway, a stargate, something like that, to where all of a sudden you get taken sideways and you're abducted, or you might feel the energy of that if it's maybe not being used. One example would be, you know, if you're driving your car and you know, you're driving in a certain location all the time, and you wonder, gee, this always feels weird here for about maybe 100 or 200 feet every time I drive through this area. Well, that's probably an abduction point, which we could call maybe a portal or something. So that's what that's for. So you may have a portal somewhere that you know about, and that clearing may help to maybe dampen it down or eliminate it, because that would be in your space. I know we're talking about a situation, maybe a year ago or so where somebody had maybe a vortex or portal off their back porch of their house, and it always felt kind of yucky, you know. And we cleared that, and all of a sudden, I guess that went away, and everything seemed to feel okay. So you do know that you're having these situations. You may not be aware of it too much, but your body will tell you that it doesn't feel quite right. You know, you can always watch an animal, dog or cat, and maybe there's a place in your house that maybe the dog doesn't want to go. And that's because there's some strange energy there, which could be that. So I always kind of watch animals, too, and just see what they're picking up. And another thing, you may go into, maybe it could be in your house, and you happen to walk through the hallway or a certain location, and it gets really, really cold, maybe for a couple of steps. You wonder, what the heck is this here all about? Well, that could be one of those situations. So by doing that clearing, it could help you maybe eliminate that. And remember, we normally just think of these things that as we're leaving through them, going somewhere else. Well, it's probably used the other way around more often than that as things are coming in. So you don't want to be like, you know, Grand Central Station there, you know, with everything going into your house, you know, and you don't see it, but you don't feel, you know, that you want to go into a room because there's so much stuff happening and your body feels strange, but you may not be able to put your finger on it, and that could be what it is that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true. I just remember being a kid, and there were, like, certain areas of the house that I didn't want to go into. It's probably those were the areas that needed to be cleared. So very interesting. So that clearing that we were just talking about is the, I believe, the location space clearing. And you can find these and all of the healings we're talking about on creationlightship.com. And if you're having any trouble finding one, just email and we can have somebody send you the link if for some reason you can't find it. So, all right. Okay, this next person is writing in and they have had two similar but unrelated experiences, possibly with clones or shifting timelines, which we haven't really talked about yet. And they're saying that they went to the post office today and there was a set of keys there and they asked the clerk about them and the clerk said that they had been there for the past 3 weeks and no one had come to claim them. So that's very unusual. I mean, how could you not need your keys for 3 weeks? And then another incident happened in the neighborhood where someone found a backpack in their front yard with, I guess, someone's entire contents of their wallet, their cell phone, their keys, all of their identification. And they couldn't, for some reason, get in touch with this person, and this person didn't know that they had lost it. So very unusual. I don't know if you have any comments on that, Ron, or that sounds like maybe timelines overlapping or someone's, you know, when you're losing things or maybe like a cut and paste type of thing where they're not really putting things back where they found them.
Yeah, and it could be they could be out on a timeline that actually got dropped in here and they didn't even realize like they even had the backpack on, you know, maybe, you know, that's probably more of a scarier situation, you know, where.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I mean, I was out doing something I know nothing about.
And it's weird, too, because it's not like, I mean, it seems like they had pretty much everything that they would need. I mean, it's stuff that you would miss if you knew, you know what I mean, if you knew you were missing it, like your wallet and your ID and your cell phone.
Yeah, unless they got abducted, did the person not realize that they lost it? Did they get in touch with them or they just couldn't find them? You remember?
I don't think they could find them. I think it was just a situation where, like, they found this and they tried to get in touch with the person and they couldn't.
Very interesting. Well, what I'm putting up on the website, and it might be up now, I'm not sure. But I was going to put up the clone to light healing that we had before, which will bring the clone back into light. So that'll be coming up. If it's not up now, I imagine within probably about a week. And then we're also having, having the timeline crashing be changed so that you can do a certain amount of timelines every 5 minutes, and you can just put in the amount of time or something that's being worked with so that you can just start the timer and it'll start crashing so many, but you can only use one screen and do, you know, one of these. Normally it's designed for people at night who are sleeping. You want to do a timeline crash, so you're able to do that. So that's kind of in the mix, too. And let's see here. I wonder how many people out there have seen people walking around and they don't look real. You know, you may check out people's body's energy. I'm watching somebody right now that just doesn't look real. There's no auric field around them that I can see. If there is, it's very, very small, and they just kind of look about the same as a building or a fence that they're walking in front of, or even, a sign or something. So they don't feel any different than anything that I'm looking at with my eyes. Now, a tree has a lot of energy. I'm seeing trees, and they, like, are, like, you know, 100 times of this person, okay? But the person just kind of fits in with, like, nothing. And there's a young lady, probably his daughter, looks like she's probably, I'll say, maybe 5 or something, looks the same. So anyway, if you happen to see that, just kind of check out body energies and compare it to, like, maybe a brick wall or something that you know is not alive or something that you know is physically dead with no spirit energy, and you can go, yep, there goes a clown. So that clone, the light clearing that will be put up, will be able to help those people out. And like I may have mentioned, I believe that the aliens that are supposedly going to be coming here that are behind the moon are probably going to be abducting a lot of these poor people with the clone bodies. I don't think they're really interested too much in humans now because there's not that many humans left, and they feel that we'll probably be dead anyway in 100 years by what they're doing to us. So they're looking to harvest a lot more clones now and bringing more clones up to the surface here. Somehow they're being brought in here a lot more. So if you feel like your town is kind of overly populated all of a sudden, that's probably because they're kind of, you know, in the holding pen, you know. So anyway, I don't want to sound too negative here, but that's why I put that clearing up. We're going to have it up shortly so you can help the people at least let you know in case they have that problem. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's great news, Ron. I think that would help a lot of people. And so we'll keep an eye out for that, the clone to light infusion. And I guess we'll stay tuned and see what happens with the backpack story and the key story. So hopefully it's nothing too sinister going on there, but you never know. So that's the way it goes on the healing highway sometimes. and there's a couple new comments and also a couple people giving feedback in the fast chat. So some people are writing that they are doing timeline crashing on a tone that went through their body. They were attacked by a tone. I guess that's like a sound or something that went through their body, but they timeline crash it and they're feeling much better. But they're wondering if you could check them out and see if that was enough, I guess, the timeline crashing.
I would say no. You feel like you're feeling better, but there's still some energy connected to it. I would say probably do maybe about one third more than what you've already accomplished. So, you know, or at least maybe half again as much. So I would keep doing it. So I'm seeing more energies that are kind of dormant right now, but you still could be on other timelines waiting for the tone to go off. So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Ron, are we taking calls tonight?
Yeah, we could. We got just, you know, that'd probably work. Maybe you got 15, 20 minutes to go here. So, yeah, if you want to take a call, it'd be fine.
Okay, yeah, somebody was asking if we wanted feedback about the time change. So if you want to call in about that, that would be okay. And the numbers are at bbsradio.com. We are on Station 1 tonight. And, okay, so there's a couple other comments that I just wanted to read. So someone is saying their money feels so good now, no cords or entities. And that's interesting because I guess entities do attach to money. And someone's asking, will the money code clearing stop them worrying about money? Are you there, Ron? Did we lose you?
And,
okay, sorry.
It looks like it depends on what kind of code is in the money to make you worry. Remember, you know, these things have a lot of keywords and energetic energies into it. But the money is an object, okay? So just think kind of what can be put into it, you know? So it could have something to deal with worry and maybe or frustration, maybe something to repel you from it. And if it's not activated in you, you won't even know about it. It might be fine, but somebody else might push their buttons. And maybe it could be pushing your buttons for your whole life. You know, maybe for some reason you had a bowl and you're ready to, you know, see what kind of money was in there for you, you know, by opening it up. And all of a sudden, maybe your parents took it from you. So they need to buy some groceries with that money. And all of a sudden you go, wow, my first abundance that I have here, you know, is taken away. And you're holding on to that pattern for your whole life now, being afraid to save money because somebody else may get it. That's a possibility. So, and then the money that you're getting now may have that code in there to activate that situation that you forgot all about. And you wonder why you don't want to hang on to it or even try to save it. Maybe you have a fear of death. And the fear of death makes you spend all your money because you think you might be dead tomorrow, so why hang on to money? Another way of looking at it, too. So, anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's interesting, Ron, and we all do have that relationship with it. And whether you know it or not, all of these things are affecting your life in the now. So that's why it's important to get all of these cordings and these, you know, energies off of the things that you interact with. Okay, so I'm not sure if we have a caller. Do we have somebody on the line? I don't think so. Okay. Oh, someone's calling now. Oh, interesting. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we'll just give that a second. And there's a lot of people commenting on the money clearing, Ron. People are also saying that oh, that's something different. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, so all right. I've got a question here from a listener who says out there. Oh, hold on. Let's just we'll take the caller and then I'll get back to the email question. So hi, how you doing? Do we have a caller? Hi, is somebody on the line?
Sorry, they must have dropped off.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Okay, so caller, if that was not you want to call back, we have about maybe 10, 15 minutes left here. All right, so the next question is, somebody's writing in and saying their teenage son meditates and goes to other dimensions and visits a friend that passed away this past summer. He also has visits with angels and Jesus, etc. Any thoughts on this?
That's probably, remember, if you meditate, you possibly could go out of your body. So all that stuff is available to you when you go out. So you're maybe on the, psychic realm, astral plane, you know, and these beings could hang out there, and they could probably also change forms and bring to you an image of whatever you believe in or you'd like to see. So that's kind of the way they hook people up that way. So, you know, the whole thing would be, I guess the question is, how would you stop them from doing that? Maybe they'd have to probably stop their meditative practice because they're going out of their body. Remember, most people, when you talk to them about meditation, they first talk to you about how relaxed they feel, and it's like a stress reduction after they come out of a meditation normally, and, or they'll tell you what they've seen and everything else. Well, they're in their beyond somewhere. So, you know, it's kind of what you're wanting to choose to do during that process. That's why we do the mind-to-heart drop for people, so you can be in your heart, be at peace, because you're trying to find peace. I think everybody is somehow trying to find peace, and in the mind-to-heart drop, you know, 10, 15 seconds, you're there, and you can still live your life without, you know, wrecking your routine of life or having to go somewhere to do something. We have a caller, so caller, are you there?
Hi, I wanted to give you a feedback about the daylight savings time when we turned back the clock. I totally forgot about it, but then when it was exactly at that time at 2 a.m., I got the feeling to look at the clock, and I go, "Oh, it's time." So I now see how now I'm very in tune with the timelines, because I've been crashing timelines to be in the now with you. You know, so like I really could feel now when the timelines are, I guess, coming and going now. I didn't notice it before. I wasn't really that in tune, I gather. Now I feel like I'm so much more in tune that I could even tell now when the timelines are gone.
That's,
you know,
very good.
Or
when, that's
yeah,
real good.
It was
yeah,
very interesting.
Yeah, very, very good. Because you may be able to spot things happening on timelines. And normally, what I have found is when things aren't working your way, or, you know, you get a congestion in front of you when you're driving, or you hit all red lights or something, then you're on the wrong timeline. You're on the chaos timeline, and you want to get off that, in the sense, to get onto one that everything flows perfectly. So I think you had another question, or...
Yeah, actually, now that you mentioned that flow, I remember there was times where, you know, when you... Everything works for you, like you're trying to catch a bus. Everything happens. You don't have to wait anymore. You know, like it's almost like, I don't know what that's called. The people call synchronicity. Is that like being on the right timeline or getting things to flow your way? How is that like a good? I don't think that is that a good timeline now that I think about it. I'm not so sure now. But if things are flowing your way, it sounds like it's good. But I don't know why that would be happening. It's like everything. You know, like if you're snapping your finger, things are just, as soon as you, I guess, want something to happen, it just happens. Do you know what I'm saying, Ron?
It all depends if you're in the light or the darkness, using that light energy for having your thoughts control reality, or you're in your heart center and having
heart.
Okay,
I'll have to think about that one. Maybe if I think about it, that's not going to be good. That's definitely in the dark. So probably when I didn't realize it, it was just happening and flowing from my heart, I would assume. I was just not in my head. I know that much.
Yep.
It just happened.
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, the question I had, this is the weirdest thing, Ron. I just found out. The first time I think I was on your intensive in October, I took a break, go outside. I ended up at an accident scene, and I just found out today, a month later, that it happens to be some acquaintance of mine's child that got killed in this accident. I don't know now what to do, because I heard that this person, you know, this person is a really good person, and unfortunately a Buddhist, but I don't know what I can do. But is there something, I guess I should timeline crash that whole incident, because I'm still in shock that I was even... somehow it was the strangest thing that I wound up at that accident site, and I was wondering why I was there. And then today I'm like, oh, my goodness, I guess there was a reason I was at this scene. I have no idea that it was somebody I actually knew whose child actually got killed. So,
you might want to, you know, to help out the child, do that, maybe the spirit.
I know, but. I can't afford to pay for somebody else's child right now to do that, unfortunately. But if I did the timeline crash, would that help? I guess there's so many people involved that's in shock. that I would hope that it would help somewhat, because even the mother, I haven't even seen her. I didn't know it was her child. I don't know what else to do. I'm like, I'm still in shock thinking about this whole incident. So I gather I should timeline crash it, because I'm probably bringing that timeline somehow to me.
Yeah, help her get off of it. Yep. I would get off that timeline. Because remember, that timeline could bring in other timelines that would be sort of similar, and you don't want to be the victim yourself on it.
No, that's true, and I don't want to be, Okay, well, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, Ron, so apparently there are a lot of people on the fast chat talking about, I guess what you said resonated with a lot of people, and about your parents giving your money away when you were a child. And one person writes, as a child, I saved my money to buy my dream horse. My dad used it for teeth braces. Oh, and then another person writes, me too, guys. My dad took my money to pay bills and buy food. And it seems like a lot of people have had this similar experience. So we were wondering if maybe you could do a sample clearing about this event, about your parents or somebody taking something away from you. And I guess, like, what emotion would be, I guess, maybe mistrust or something like that? Or
yeah, it could be trust, betrayal, and you could have anger on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's do trust. So here you go, everybody. I'll count to 10 to clear that one issue away. We'll see if it goes deep enough for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do betrayal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe like disappointment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we'll do anger. 1, 2, 3. That was pretty heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7. People need to do an anger clearing. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm seeing a lot of psychic cords going out from the anger to maybe that person that did that. So let's do a cord cutting here, because those are still with you. You probably have heard people, you know, talk about, you know, somebody staring you down with daggers in their eyes or something, you know. That's, you know, the real, real bad energetic cordings. So you're actually doing like a spell on them without even thinking about it. But here we go. We'll clear that away. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So, and it's possible if maybe if you're older and your parent is no longer living, and you haven't cleared away their emotional body, you can do that for $50 to get it out of here. And it's possible that maybe, you know, maybe your parents died, say, 20 years ago, and, you know, you look back on the past and they did that to you, and you're still upset, but that emotional body of theirs is coming around visiting you and trying to maybe comforts you some way, and you keep getting the thought of that issue coming. And it keeps coming and coming and coming, and then you have the regret because you're no longer here, and you really didn't mean to do that, and all the stuff that people have with emotions. So that emotional body could be triggering you, no end, you know, because that's what they're doing. So you may want to do that clearing to get rid of that emotional body, because they really shouldn't be here. And that will give you a lot of relief. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true. So hopefully that will help everybody, even if your parents are no longer living. And it will definitely help you get some peace. Okay, so we actually only have a couple minutes left. And there's a couple of more observations in the fast chat. And people are saying that this money issue runs deep. It must be cleared. And that's very true. So it does seem to be a very heavy energy for a lot of people. So if you were at the lecture and you are doing the money clearing, let us know what's going on. And hopefully you'll have some testimonials. And I just had somebody write in, apparently a friend had a brain aneurysm today, and they're wondering if anyone has any ideas for what to do. And apparently she's in the hospital and is expected to get through it, but what maybe would you do to help somebody out who's going through a trauma like that, Ron?
Well, I thought I'd get on that the body jumpstart bundle.
Yeah, that's what I thought of, too, body jumpstart.
Yeah, and do that for as long as you can. I think it lasts for a month and a half or something, and just stay on that. From there, get the person off timelines, you know, because they're replicated on many timelines. And since they already have that condition and the problem is with them now, I would probably do about 3,000 timeline crashes. You know, at least maybe 5,000, and get them off. Because remember, right now they're probably more prone to be preyed upon because of the situation that they went through. And there's many things that the body has went through on timelines, even though you may just see it as maybe an operation or something that maybe we'll just say it took 2 hours. Well, you could be out on timelines for each particular situation and occurrence, whatever the doctor has done to you. So I would definitely do a lot of timeline crashes just for that particular maybe hospital stay, and then maybe also for the operation or something. I would just type in aneurysm or something like that, with the person's name, and get them off those timelines, because that's a perfect, probably the best reason why we have that timeline crashing up is to help somebody in that situation like that. Because you want to get off of those timelines. So, Elizabeth, I guess we're about probably getting close to the end of the show here.
Mm-hmm. We should probably wrap it up, Ron.
So we got Tuesday, we have energetic cording tomorrow. On Tuesdays, and you may also, even for the person doing with the timeline crash, and remember, there's a lot of entities that could be hanging out too. So you want to do an entity clearing, a lifetime entity clearing for the person. So, anything to add, Elizabeth, before we end our wonderful program here?
No, it was a great show. Thank you, Ron. Thank you for all of the sample healings that you did tonight. Everyone seemed to have a great response to the last that you did on the Fast Chat. So we have another radio show coming up after this one. You can find it on creationlightship.com. And we're back here Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. So thanks, everybody, for listening, and please join us next Monday for more of The Healing Highway. And I'll say goodnight and turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so I guess goodnight, everybody, and enjoy your brand-new timeline from yesterday. And try to stay more in the moment now, because that timeline probably is not set in place yet. I would imagine in a week from now it probably will be. So you're probably more in a much better space right now to hang on to the now, because it's not solidified yet around you. Just came in, and people have to get used to it. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.